the length. I did have to replace a couple of these counterpoises with a similar length rod that are not original, but yeah, no, I have not done a dummy load on it, so that will be another step as well.
Alrighty, okay, I hear the Victor Alpha 7. Gary, was that you with the comment?
This was Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Foxtrot Charlie. Name is Darius, Delta Alpha Romeo India Echo. Question was, what are you using for testing? Is there any rig expert, or how are you testing that? And what's the connection to that? Do you use a long coax or straight into the antenna? Second question would be, what about the radials? Did you make sure you've got enough of those?
First question, I am using a Rig Expert Stick Pro. I'm using 50 feet of RG8 coax of Messi and Poloni, and it is a radial-free antenna. It does not have ground radials. It has an aerial network of seven steel rods that are about 3 feet long apiece. That was this antenna's claim to fame, is it supposedly didn't need counterpoise wires. So, yeah. I'm wondering if adding them may help, but right now I'm just going off of what the instruction manual is, and I'm asking if anybody out there has either had one or has any tips, tricks, hints, because unfortunately these are not made anymore, and yeah. So that's where I'm at. So I appreciate any help, guys. Thank you. Back to you, Ned.
All right, CBS.
All right. I hear the CBS station in there. Come again.
K-A-9-CBS. All right. The make and model of that antenna.
Make and model, it is a Cushcraft R7000. Cushcraft R7000.
Okay, yeah, that thing's got a valen inside that box, and there is a coil on a ferrite rod that's your lightning protection. And if you have a lightning strike nearby, it'll take it out. I've had one to get taken out on my R5, and I've also had one on my 8680 vertical. And the other thing is when you go to check it with a dummy load. Put a dummy load on the in the place of the antenna on the end of the coax to make sure that your coax isn't the problem. Then once you do that and see that the coax is good, I would make sure that I didn't have a problem with my connections. Make sure your coax connectors are not shorted or are making good connection, ground and center conductors. And if you take apart that valen, check it, make sure ferrite rod that's got the magnet wire wound around it, make sure that thing's not blown, because I can send you a picture of it. It blew it in half, and the wire just uncoiled like a big rat's nest in there. And then also look for scorch marks on your donuts in there, your ferrite donuts, are number 31 ferrite donuts, and they're not crispy or got scorch marks on them, because if they are, they're bad. K9CBS, I hope that helps you, my friend. K9CBS, Bruce in Scheller, Illinois.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much. I will, I've been taking notes, and I'm going to check all of those things. I appreciate all your help, guys, and I don't want to take up anyone else's time. I'm sure there's a lot of other questions out there. You've given me a good start. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right, Tim. Thanks for the question there, and yeah, good question. Good luck with it, and if you do, you know, get it fixed, come back, you know, on any of the tech nets there, Tim, and give us an update. And man, I hope you get that Cushcraft antenna going there. So I'm thinking that they're almost to come back to float again, come back to service there. So heard that when, as the say goes, you know, I heard it through the grapevine that it's supposed to be resurrected. So maybe the Cushcraft is back and better than ever. But Tim, thank you. All right, my next question, Kilo Echo 9, Golf Delta Hotel. I'm tongue twisted. Kilo Echo 9, Golf Delta Hotel. Joseph, go ahead with your question, sir. Kilo Echo 9, Golf Delta Hotel. Joe, are you there?
Kilo Echo 9, Golf Delta Hotel. Yes, copy.
Yep. Did you have a question? I wrote you down for a question. Did you have a question?
I didn't initially, but I do now. I'm Joe, by the way, out in Shorewood, Illinois, right next to Joliet. I just got my license a couple weeks ago or so, and my question is, how does the FM38 decide which repeaters get linked together, and are there plans to add more? Also, what is the most common problem you guys have maintaining the repeater network? Over.
Well, let me see if a lot of these connections are digital, and some of them are analog, and so forth. So, can someone explain the repeaters, how they upkeep, maintenance upkeep? I know there's a lot of that that happens. So, let me. Does anybody? Can anybody help assist Joe with this question?
I don't know more than the website is fm38.org, fm38.org. You might want to contact them directly because this net is carried on multiple networks. We're probably on half a dozen big networks all tied together, the 3RWJ.
Yeah, that is true, Chris, so thanks for that. Okay, Joe, was that any help, sir? You may check out their website there.
Yeah, that was pretty helpful, I guess. So I'm just thinking, like, there's one in Morris that I'm talking on right now, and that's great, but it would be nice if I could maybe help and have a repeater myself, but I'm sure that requires probably a general license and a whole bunch of equipment that my HOA wouldn't appreciate. But thank you. KE9GDH out.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
One thing you could do. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
Sorry there. One thing you could do is get your own All-Star node if you just want to broadcast around your house, around your property, and not really further than that. You could get your own All-Star node and then just talk into it on your own handheld.
Oh. Okay, we're having a problem with the VE5 RJM system. So they're just keying up, and I'm going to go ahead and disconnect them until they correct the problem. Just want to let that station know that you were coming in on the N9 GMT FM38 hub that's in New Berlin, Wisconsin. N4 UPC.
The Caribou VHF net will begin in minutes.
The Yankee November.
VE3 DAC, hello. I just wanted to acknowledge a complaint about that same system you guys just mentioned that you're having trouble with, and also to check in, please.
Okay, Darius, VA3DAC, we got you, Darius, sir, and everything. So, yeah. Okay, Joe, did you hear the comment how you are connected there?
I did. Copy that. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, and I'll look more into it on the website. KE9GDH out.
All righty. Okay. Thank you, Joe. And David, we got you added to the list. David, VA3DAC, did you have a comment?
Comment.
Correction on call signs, yep. Victor Echo 3, Delta Alpha Charlie, Matthew out of Meaford, Ontario.
Okay, is it Victor Alpha 3?
Victor Echo, E as in Echo.
Okay, sorry about that, okay. Victor Echo 3, Delta Alpha Charlie, okay. We got you there now, so go ahead with your, and I know there's another comment standing there, so Matthew, go ahead with your comment.
I was only just tuning in here, and I noticed you guys were discussing a station having a problem there, and I was listening, and I could hear it as well. I just wanted to comment and say that, yeah, there's an agreeable problem there that I agree there's a problem there. Sure, I do have a question, but it's regarding a Raspberry Pi compute device thing that I'm using for my hotspot here. We can get onto that later on down the net if you would like.
Well, I mean, right now is a good time to bring it to the table, Matthew. If you want to ask the question there, there's a few people out here that uses Raspberry Pis, and you know, if you need assistance. That's what it's all about. So, Matthew, go ahead with your question. VE3DAC from K4CUP.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, but I've noticed my hotspot here, since I upgraded it to a Pi 3, it's actually got a fair bit of unused resources available on it, and I was wondering about... figuring out if it's possible to run both the PiStar software plus another bit of software called the PiHole network ad blocking software on that as well together at the same time, if anybody might know a way to do that.
All right. Does anybody know anything if they can help Matthew here with new updates and stuff with his Raspberry Pi 3? And things. He's got some programs that's no longer being used. So are there any new updates? I'm sure they are, but anybody got any comments for Matthew? Well, apparently there's no one out here that wants to chime in, Matthew. But I'm sure that there is some firmware and probably some software that let's see, I'm trying to think of a site that could help you. Does anybody know any websites that just out of curiosity. Anybody know any websites where you can grab updates for Raspberry Pi software?
KJ5IRQ in the comment.
Go ahead, KJ5IRQ. Go ahead, sir.
Well, good evening, Virgil, and everybody else listening. Hey, this is Josh in Texas, and I'm a pretty big Raspberry Pi fan.